Greetings, Audio Boo Land. You are listening to day almost 20-ish of the 30-day Audio Boo Challenge. Today is one of my crappy days where I got up at 5:30 and now I'm going to sleep at around midnight because of my 12-hour workday. Totally out of it. Did not even want to record a boo, but I'm going to stick to my guns. It kind of sucks recording boos when you look at some of the numbers and nobody's listening. So that blows, but maybe one day there'll be some sort of pilgrimage to my audio boos. You know, just like the girl in Julie Julia, she created a blog in the days when blogs were few and far between. She started doing Julia Child's recipes and writing about it every day. Watch the movie. It's a good movie. It's got lots of market leadership type information in it. But right now, you probably do yourself a favor and turn this off. It's not going to be a very exciting boo. But I'm going to do it anyway. Some of the good things that came out of today were I managed to read a little bit of a book called Duct Tape Marketing by John Jans. Don't even ask me to spell his name. I can't do that at this time. My brain is already sleeping. But Duct Tape Marketing is very interesting. Lots of the same type of things I talk about narrowing your customer focus down, knowing exactly who you're marketing to, using direct mail, using autoresponders, using lead generating websites. On a funny note, or a not so funny note, one of my clients in the financial industry had their compliance department come down on him and said that we have to shut down a website we created because it wasn't authorized. This is a very stuck up and anal investment company in Canada that wants to have their branding a certain way. And so, because last year we set up a page, a lead page, under their radar, they finally came down on it. Oh, well. So we just take it down. Big deal. Other than that, a little bit disappointed in my podcast just because I'm in the middle of crappy work schedule and busy time. I'm not going to be able to do it until Friday at the earliest. I got some ideas. I think I'm going to be doing it on market leadership regarding search and where you stand with your business. So I'll give you guys some tips on how to find out where you stand online regarding your competition, with reference to your competition. Give you some tools that you could use to start checking that out and teach you a little bit about, I'll talk about how you want to start doing that. It's one of the first things I would say you should do if you're going to be getting into this new way of marketing yourself. And you'll see some of the market leaders that are out there right now that have been doing this standing out. I doubt there'll be any around Thunder Bay because Thunder Bay is very slow to catch on to things, at least in this area, it looks like. But if you go to Toronto, you know, you search for something in Toronto or Ottawa, you'll see that more people are on the ball there. But that's my job, is to help people get on the ball here. And I'll be working with 10 or 20 customers, good customers. I don't got time to work with crappy customers. I don't got time to work with trouble customers. I don't got time to work with unfun customers because I like to have fun and I like to do good work. And I don't want to be stressed. But anyway, folks, that was my really, really crappy audio boo, burnt out, a little bit pissed off and tired. So it happens, right? Until next time, send your friends and family and relatives and neighbors to my Audio Boo channel. Bye-bye.